We talked to a friend, colleague, and kindred spirit of the guy who won the Nobel Prize in Economics this morning. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. In another win for what's called behavioral economics, the 2017 Nobel Prize in Economics goes to Richard Thaler of the University of Chicago, who pushed what was seen as the radical idea that psychology can help understand human behavior. Thaler's wisdom has informed many stories here on Marketplace over the years. Here's Thaler with my colleague Kai Rizdahl 2 years ago about economists who used to focus on the math.
It was basically because economists weren't smart enough to write down models of real behavior. And then they kind of forgot about humans until annoying people like Danny Kahneman and I came around and started saying, really?
The Danny he mentioned is Daniel Kahneman, a 2002 Nobel laureate. And let's extend this Nobel Prize winner's party by bringing in Robert Shiller, the Yale economist who's worked with the man of the hour, Thaler, for a quarter century now. Dr. Shiller, good morning.
Good morning.
So you're talking to someone last night before the Nobel Prize in Economics was announced, and they asked for your prediction. What'd you say?
I would say Dick Thaler comes to mind first, but I don't know that he's uniformly popular. So I said he still is my prediction.
Not uniformly popular because of his ideas?
Right. I think he's a revolutionary, and some people don't like him because he's like the boy pointing out the emperor is wearing no clothes in some many cases. He's very direct and forceful in his intolerance of bad economic research.
So for someone just coming to the work for the first time, this is about applying, for instance, psychology to actually how real humans make their choices.
I think that psychology has yielded many insights about human behavior. We are admirers of that field, and sociology, and political science. But economics has had a kind of tendency to ignore these other social sciences. There's too many insights in psychology and other social sciences to really ignore them consistently. His work and my work has both been involved with trying to bring together the social sciences.
And not just assume that we are these magical machines for making rational decisions at every point in our lives.
Well, that's how he might put it. Is that a quote from him? Magical machines. Economics does use the assumption of rational behavior productively. It's a question of when you stop relying exclusively on that.
Now, this is crucial stuff that Dr. Thaler focuses on, because when we misunderstand our motivations, it's not just an academic exercise. Entire economies can tremble, if not collapse, if we get this wrong.
Well, yes. History shows many examples of economies collapsing. And worse than that, when they collapse, they sometimes end up at war with each other. So these things really matter. And then the question is, well, what drives these events? You just can't make much progress if all you will think about is rational human behavior. It's just not so. And Dick has shown evidence of many different directions. In fact, it's kind of breathtaking how many things he's done that illustrate that point.
Now, just before we go, you've won the Nobel Prize in Economics yourself. Any personal finance advice for your colleague, Dr. Thaler? Like, maybe don't spend it all in one place or something?
Oh, I see. He's doing all right. I don't normally give him advice.
Maybe you get advice from him.
He's helped me in my research directions. He teamed me up with George Akerlof, and we've written two books together. So I think he has excellent judgment, and I don't think he needs advice from me on how to spend his prize money.
Akerlof, another Nobel Prize winner. Robert Shiller, professor of economics at Yale, thank you very much for the time.
My pleasure.
For the record, I came up with that phrase, magical machines, on the fly just now, so I don't want to attribute that to a Nobel laureate. Things are especially rational on the bond market today. They're off. On Columbus Day, stock markets are open, with the Dow down 5 points. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are each up 0.1%. Questions about possibly inappropriate travel continue to dog members of the Trump administration. Secretary of Health and Human Services Tom Price resigns, but about a week here. Now reports in the publication Politico are raising questions about travel by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams looked into the rules on official travel.
Government officials are allowed to use taxpayer money to travel for official business. Kathleen Clark studies government ethics at Washington University Law School.
Travel regulations indicate that the travel method used has to be most advantageous to the government, considering cost and other factors.
She says the rules encourage the use of regular commercial airlines in most cases. Officials must also try to avoid mixing work travel with personal travel. Melanie Sloan is with American Oversight, one of many groups criticizing Trump administration travel.
We see secretaries having trips that look like, for all intents and purposes, they're much more about private travel, and they've perhaps tacked on an official visit onto that as well.
Bad optics are one thing, but if the official business was cover for private or campaign travel, that could be illegal. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.